It is time for more of your mailbag questions on Giants.com. This time we've pulled in former Giants offensive lineman David Deal to answer them, and some questions very well suited for David. First one, Rory in the Bronx. He wants to know, if you had to pick one for your team, would you rather have a great offensive line or a great defensive line? Come on, man.
Rory, great question. And I'm not saying this because I'm a biased former offensive lineman, but I think that having a solid offensive lineman on any NFL team is what is going to lead you to success. If you have a great quarterback and you don't have time to give him the protection or open up the holes needed for any running back, I think we've seen what it causes, and that's losses, and it leads to lost jobs is what it leads to. So for me, having a solid offensive line is definitely the route to go in, and I think that we've seen throughout the last couple of years and the history of the NFL that when you have the solid foundation of an offensive line, it opens up everything for your offense, but also those guys have to be the leader of the locker room and of the team.
You can see how the Patriots' offense changed once they got their offensive line in order midway through the year last year. Question number two, David, from Joyce in Queens, New York. Tom Coughlin mentioned at the owners' meetings, Shockey Brown and Bennett Jackson could be cornerbacks that could potentially get a look at safety this year. What is it like for a player to switch from corner to safety? What's the adjustment?
You know, it's a big difference because, number one, you're seeing things different. Instead of focusing on one player and kind of using your peripheral vision to look inside, you're seeing the whole field at that safety position. But the biggest factor, I believe, is converting from a corner to that safety position. You have to be a sure tackler. You have to be able to get down, whether you want to play eight men in the box to stop the run, and you have to be able to get down and dirty, and you've got to be able to make plays, because a lot of times for those safeties that come down into the box, a linebacker will lead a tackle right to you. He'll lead a play right to you, and it's on that safety to make the play, make the tackle. And also, the biggest thing for safeties, they have to be very good communicators. They've got to be able to see things, diagnose things, and communicate to the rest of the defense from the back and front if they see anything or have anything that they've picked up off of film.
Dave, appreciate the time.
You got it.
That's David Deal answering your questions on Giants.com.